You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, which has the theme today, Jesus, Lord over all things. Yes, it was God who promoted Jesus, giving him the preeminence in all things. It was because of Jesus' humility to honor God in everything that gave Jesus the responsibility to be Lord of all things. Now, in Colossians, the first chapter, the 16th through the 20th verses read, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." So you see the recurring theme of all things, all things, all things, as it relates to Christ. So you have to say that there's nothing that I can't take to Jesus that he can't handle, because it includes everything, all things, seen, unseen, known, unknown. And listen to this for encouragement to you. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the 32nd verse says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" So that includes you and me. That with the gift of God, he has given us all things, and all things to enjoy. And when we bow our hearts to God, there will be a reunion of the headless body. On our program today, you'll enjoy the music of Malachi 3. Let's hear them as they sing, "Bow Down."
Lord, I will give thanks with all of my heart. Lord, I'll sing your praise with all of my heart. I will bow down unto your holy temple. I will give thanks because your love is so faithful. Heart, I will bow down to your holy temple. I will give thanks because your love is so faithful. Oh, hey.
I will bow down
unto your holy temple.
I will give thanks because your love, yes,
because your love is so faithful.
Lord, I will bow down, yes,
unto your holy.
Staying tuned to King's Portion, which bears the theme, Jesus, Lord over all things. Now, God promoted Jesus, giving him the preeminence in all things. It is because of his humility to honor God that Jesus was made responsible as Lord of all things. In Ephesians, the first chapter, the 7th through the 10th verses from the Living Bible reads, "So overflowing is his kindness toward us that he took away all our sins through the blood of his Son, by whom we are saved. And he has showered down upon us the richness of his grace, for how well he understands us and knows what is best for us at all times." God has told us his secret reason for sending Christ, a plan he decided on in mercy long ago. And this was his purpose, that when the time is right, he would gather us all together from wherever we are, in heaven or in earth, to be with him in Christ forever. So you see, this is also saying that the position to be in is in Christ. Now you may say, "I'm not in Christ," or "I used to be in Christ. Can I get that back?" Yes, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life so that you can experience him as your headship, as your lordship. For it was God who highly exalted Jesus and given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, all things in heaven, in earth, and under the earth shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. So why don't you let it be your tongue that confesses? Why don't let it be your heart that bows before him to receive him as Lord of all? Why don't you pray this prayer after me? Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of every sin. I want you as my Savior. I want you as my Lord. Come into my heart. Cleanse me from every sin. Old things are passed away. All things are made new. And now I'm the newest creation in the body of Christ. And I thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will give you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Jesus, Lord, over all things. Now, God has promoted Jesus, given him the preeminence in all things, and it is because of Jesus' honor of God that gave Jesus the responsibility to be Lord over all things. So you can see that there has been intimacy that changed the kind of relationship that Jesus had with God. Now, he wants to let you know that that relationship is also open to you as a member of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter if you're even the newest member. Now, listen to this from John, the 3rd chapter, the 35th verse says, The Father loved the Son and hath given all things into his hand. And then John, the 5th chapter, the 20th verse says, For the Father loveth the Son and sheweth him all things that himself doeth, and he will shew him greater things than these, that ye may marvel. And then in John, the 15th chapter, the 15th verse says, Herefore I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And then in John, the 16th chapter, 15th verse says, All things the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall shew it unto you. Now, can you see these verses go from the relationship of God with Jesus, and then Jesus with his disciples, which would include us too. And then it also shows the connection of God and Jesus and his disciples, giving us the presence before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of God, knowing this, that we are in position to receive the promotion, which is honor. As we honor God, he honors us. But it's because of our humility. Listen to this. It is the gentleness of God that makes us great, but it is our meekness that keeps us there. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.